What's the best CRM? The one that you use. Sales Engine, the CRM for the reverse mortgage professional. Simple, powerful, and effective. For more information, visit reversefocus.com or email info@reversefocus.com.
Two senators from both sides of the aisle ask for clarification on Trump's HUD budget and reverse mortgage rules. The risks and rewards of working with a financial advisor. Canadians see the need and value of reverse mortgages, and CFPB complaints down amongst older consumers. You're listening to episode 468 for Monday, June 5th. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us. It's always encouraging to see partisanship put aside when it comes to the safety of seniors. Two senators, both Democrat and Republican, sent a joint letter to the Department of Housing and Urban Development. They wanted more clarification on a proposed rule change that protects non-borrowing spouses, that is, reverse mortgage borrowers. Senator Marco Rubio, you may have remembered him as a presidential candidate, a Florida Republican, and also Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, a Democrat from Nevada, asked for additional information. The senators were concerned looking at the appendix of the Trump administration's proposed 2018 budget, which appeared to modify the existing HECM program rules for non-borrowing spouses. The document called for change to the language of the National Housing Act to clarify that the term mortgagor does not apply to, quote, the successors and assignees of the original borrower under a mortgage. Now the administration does appear to request the removal of the phrase that expands the definition of homeowner to include the spouse of the homeowner, and that could be problematic. Now it's in a passage that prevents the Federal Housing Administration from insuring any HECM loan that does not defer payment until the homeowner's death, and also includes the husband and wives of borrowers under the definition of homeowners. Well, that could be a deal killer for non-borrowing spouse protections. The letter is addressed to HUD Secretary Ben Carson and also the budget director, Mick Mulvaney, and expresses concern that the change could erode the protection for non-borrowing spouses of HECM borrowers. For many years, they were subject to foreclosure proceedings if they were not named on the reverse mortgage note. Rubio and Cortez wrote in their letter, "Given the gravity of the potential changes to this law, we therefore request a written response outlining the rationale underlying this proposed change. We also urge that you continue to ensure that widows do not face eviction in these circumstances." The good news is that this budget is merely a proposal and must be passed by both houses of Congress, that is, the House of Representatives and the Senate. HECM professionals are increasingly partnering up with financial advisors or planners, but there could be also risks along with the rewards that come in forming these strategic partnerships. Now, bringing a reverse mortgage and a financial planner together could expose folks on both sides to substantial risk, especially when it comes to state regulations that are not equally applied across the union. Most HECM professionals are well aware of HERA, that is the Housing and Economic Recovery Act of 2008. That prohibits specifically reverse mortgage lenders or HECM lenders from requiring a borrower to invest in investment products or annuities. And reverse mortgage lenders also cannot employ those who are associated with or licensed with other financial or insurance products unless they have firewalls or some system in place to prevent cross-selling. But the guidelines do not fit everyone. In fact, if you ask somebody in a different state, you're going to hear a different answer. The rules vary state by state, and I think even how aggressive state regulators are varies significantly from state to state, said Jamie Hopkins, an associate professor with the American College of Financial Planning. He also added that such states as New York and California and Massachusetts are more prone to be very strict in their enforcement. Shelley Giordano with the Funding Longevity Task Force said this, "One of the things we've been really upfront about is people in the HECM space overstepping their bounds and being too enthusiastic, representing themselves as experts in retirement income and retirement planning, which clearly they're not. So there's really a need for willingness on both sides of the equation." Now, one suggestion that most make is that you just don't get any direct compensation from your referral partners. That is the safest route. These are the first order tripwire, said Tom Davison. Davison also told Reverse Mortgage Daily that a HECM originator who knew that one of his customers was going to invest his proceeds actually had them sign a disclosure, and that explained his intentions and also emphasized that he had no influence over their investment decision. Well, our neighbors up north, that is the Canadians, are really seeing the value in reverse mortgages. In its 2016 census data, the media did take notice of one interesting statistic. For the first time since Canada began taking surveys of their population, that is since 1871, those who are 65 and older actually outnumbered children younger than 15. And seniors are now nearly 17% of Canada's total population. I'm expecting reverse mortgages to be one of the fastest growing mortgage lines in Canada, said Mitch Sneddon, a mortgage agent at Dominion Lending Centers in Toronto. Now, Canada has the CHIP. That is the Canadian Home Income Plan, which began in 1986, originally only available in Vancouver. However, it was available nationwide in 2001. In 2014, they actually rebranded the product as a reverse mortgage. Now, the caveats are very similar to its American counterpart. No required mortgage payments, retained ownership, but also the obligation to pay property charges and the need for counseling, which they call independent legal advice. But the age qualifications are quite different. The CHIP program, or the Canadian Reverse, is available to those who are 55 and older, and it is a private program with no mortgage insurance premiums, but also none of the protections that are available with the FHA insurance in the U.S. Canadian reverse mortgage brokers also know that there is a vast quantity of home equity that Canadians can tap into. A recent study found that the average Canadian household has $263,000, that is Canadian dollars, in home equity, and the homeowner's total equity has a nice buffer. It would still exceed their debt even if housing values were to drop by 20 to 40%. And in our last story, there's some bad news and good news. The bad news is that consumer complaints to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau were up 19%. But the good news is that complaints for those 62 and older were actually down 1%. Let's just call it break even, which is actually encouraging since more consumers are becoming aware of the Bureau and its role in financial regulation. The CFPB received an average of over 2,100 complaints from consumers 62 and older each month. That is from January to March 2017. But reverse mortgage-related complaints account for 1.5% of all the mortgage issues that are reported to the CFPB, that is, so far in 2017. And they've been creeping upward as consumer awareness has increased. In 2011, when the CFPB began collecting consumer complaints, reverse mortgages only accounted for 0.5% of complaints versus the 1.5% today. But the CFPB also gives us some more details when it comes to HECM complaints, which many should be familiar with. 39% have been related to those issues when they're unable to pay, 33% concerned regular payments, and 16% over the loan application. But they also pointed out some specific issues, especially after the death of the borrower. The Bureau said servicers were slow to acknowledge their request and occasionally required the same documentation to be submitted multiple times. Sometimes these delays resulted in foreclosures being initiated. Successors and interests stated they were not given the opportunity to purchase the property or to market and sell the property after providing the documentation of proof to act on behalf of the borrower's estate. Successors and interests also reported difficulties in communicating with servicers and experienced delays in navigating the process, which sometimes resulted in the initiation of foreclosure proceedings. Now, the Bureau, well, we're not certain how long it'll be with us, at least under the Trump administration. The U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C. will issue a ruling on the constitutionality of the CFPB's leadership. That will be toward the end of 2017, say sources. But also, the Republican-crafted Financial Choice Act could actually see a debate and a vote on the full House of Representatives in the next few weeks. One of the issues is the defunding of the CFPB and the Trump administration's proposed budget for 2018. It would effectively kill the Bureau by reducing its funding practically to nothing. But that budget still has to be approved by both houses of Congress. And that concludes this week's episode of Reverse Focus Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast for the reverse mortgage professional. Also, be sure to visit HeckamWorld.com for the latest breaking news, commentary, and our weekly videos and articles. We'd like to thank our podcast sponsor who made this broadcast possible. Thank you again for listening, and have a great week.